Fenzo, yes, I mean, of all his band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, let's get on this thing, shall we? Dan Dirkholtz coming up in a bit to bring the national scene closer to home, but we start closer to home. Slammin' Sammy Sounds, Samantha Fisher, greetings to you, my dear.
Hello, my lovely love.
How are you? What's going on?
Well, I just finished a piece of apple pie with some ice cream, so I'm all cuddled up at home. I'm very happy.
Nice. Kind of wish you were here in the studio. You always brighten the place up a little bit.
Aw, not special.
Yeah, not special enough to get in your car and come see me, but I understand.
Not tonight. Hey. I missed you, though. We were off last week. How was your vacation?
It was fabulous, and tell me how you survived Mardi Gras.
Oh, man. 1 hour at a time.
Okay. Had to 12-step it over the weekend, did you? Okay.
12-step it over the weekend. But here's the thing, you know, Play It Forward had their beer and hurricane booth down on Broadway, and my amazing volunteer staff sucked it up and stayed all day and rang $11,000 worth of product. So that'll be about $2,500 to Play It Forward when this is all over.
Awesome. Fantastic. We haven't talked Play It Forward, and for people that don't know, I can't imagine there are any left soon to be seen on the Steve Harvey Show. But Play It Forward is an effort driven primarily by Samantha of getting instruments into the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise get a chance to enjoy the world of music. And sadly, those numbers grow all the time, as when funding gets cut from school districts, music programs usually one of the first things to go. So where are we?
Tragically, that is true. Yes. So we are doing our small part here in St. Louis to kind of alleviate and help some of that problem. And we've been doing it successfully. So very proud of it.
All right. Fantastic. So do you have a story for us?
Well, do you want to hear about Steve Harvey?
Well, okay, we could go there first in your big national TV debut, sure.
Well, it's just officially official. I will be leaving St. Louis next Thursday, flying out there, and they'll pick us up from the airport, put us in a hotel, and we'll do the taping the next day, and it should air sometime mid-March. So, yeah, it's the first time Play It Forward's had that kind of national exposure on television, aside from your show.
Is that in Chicago or is that in L.A.?
Chicago. No, in Chicago.
All right. So what should I wear?
You always do your best, so whatever you would like.
Okay, that's a nice way to say you're not going.
You could wear that Marilyn Monroe dress. That'd be weird.
That would get me on a lot of daytime talk shows.
That would get us on TMZ immediately.
All right, so what's the plan? You're going to be on the show, and what do you got planned?
You know, this is what's a little different for me. I'm not really sure what the topic of the show is. I'm not really clear. They're not really telling me. And they have a lot of questions about Play It Forward. They love the program. They're eating it up. They're very excited about it. But for me, I'm not really sure what the show topic is about. I guess I'll find out when we get there.
Well, what we really need to do now is figure out how you're going to wiggle me into the conversation.
Okay.
Have you given that some thought?
I have. I have given that some thought. So we'll see how we're gonna roll this out. We're gonna take control of the stage. We're gonna talk about everything we possibly can in the allotted 4 to 6 minutes that they're giving me.
All right. So what about you know, he's gonna say, so talk about what's involved in doing something like this, and if you say something like, "Oh, it's just kind of like a crazy carny kind of thing going all the time," That would be enough. That would be enough of a shout out if you got my last name on national television.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I think I should mention that we do the Thursday Night Music Club, and this is how we support local music and how we support Play It Forward. You know, I got a mouth the size of Texas on me, so I'll say something.
Okay, but you got to get my name in there. You can't just say a local radio show.
I always chant your name to myself anyway.
Do you need
on a regular basis, so it won't be hard for me to
do.
Need
like to, do you need to write this down? I'm getting an on-air promise from you here that there's going to be a Carney show. Don't give me this, oh, they must have edited out in post.
If you want, I'll do the rock and roll sign. I'll go, what's up, Carney? Woo! I can do that.
And I wish, well, I don't want to get you thrown off the show, but something quick. I don't want to cut into your time and your 15 minutes. I just want 8 seconds of your 15 minutes.
Okay, you got it.
Is that fair?
That I can do. Absolutely.
All right,
why wouldn't I?
All right, enough begging. It's starting to sound like my honeymoon. What the hell was I going to say? That's my question.
Forward stuff. What do we have coming up? Let's see that.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So this is kind of cool. Just in the last couple of days, April 12th at the Family Arena there in St. Charles, Savage Amusement and the band Almost Kiss are having a concert there. Showtime at 7 p.m. And they're going to tie Play It Forward into that somehow. Right now I'm not quite sure, but something to look forward to as spring rolls around. And again, just the generous support from my friends from Savage Amusement.
And Almost Kiss, which is really interesting because the logo is the Kiss logo. So they must have the blessings because I know that the Kiss franchise is very protective of their properties.
Yeah, and I think this Almost Kiss band has been around for quite a long time. So they've probably met the other the original Kiss members. I bet it's that whole story. We'll have to find out.
It's no mini Kiss, which I...
Oh, my God. That is weird.
I enjoyed them at the Mardi Gras. About 8-9 years ago. That was brilliant. Little people dressed as Kiss playing. It was awesome. It changed my life, actually. It really did. All right. Any other concerts we need to tell people about that benefit Play It Forward?
Not that we have right now. Like I said, that one's coming up. And this whole, we just got through with Mardi Gras, so we're taking a breather. But as spring is coming around, you know, I'm often getting requests and musicians offering to help. And, again, that's the beautiful thing about this program is the community support and the local musicians. Couldn't be done without them.
Devin Allman, also a big supporter, too, and he's got his CD release party coming up. Did you get into that one?
Well, you know what? That was on Sunday, or one of them was on Sunday at the Old Rock House. And for some reason, there was no other restaurants open in St. Louis last Sunday because they all came to the Oyster Bar. So I was committed to my real job for a long, long time and wasn't able to make it to the show.
Well, there's another one. He's doing another one at the Duck Room soon.
Is it at the Duck Room? I figured there had to be another one coming up. I have talked to Devin last week, and he is amazing. And he gave me a little thank you shout out in his new album, which I was really touched by that.
Turquoise.
Right at the end, it's the very last one. It says, and Sam Fisher. But I caught it. I saw it. It's in there.
So you know what it's like to receive a shout out, so you can imagine how excited I am about your upcoming Steve Harvey appearance.
Fantastic. I love it.
Okay.
Skype you from the show. I don't know how to Skype, but maybe somebody there does.
You'll just hurt yourself. What else going on? What are you looking for instrument-wise?
Almost everything, because, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago, and the Granite City High School came out here to my house and basically took every instrument we had left. So we're starting from scratch again, which is a great time because spring is coming, even though it doesn't look like it. Spring is coming upon us. And we just, we're getting ready to give, I don't know, about 35 or more drum heads to Urban Future. It's another kind of a program that assists in the arts and such in St. Louis. And, those came in from, Mr. Santana, as you remember.
All right.
So we've placed those. So we're pretty excited about that.
Indeed. Play It Forward, STL.org for more information, how to donate either monetarily or with instruments laying around the house, that guitar in the basement. Look, your rock star window has closed. So I don't want to be the one to let you down, but if you can put that in the hands of a kid that might turn their life around having music in it. It's worth it. PlayItForwardSTL.org. All right, let's get into local music. Who are you turning us on to tonight, sister?
Well, these are some of my favorite people, and I figured you'd get me on that. Johnny Fox and Pee Wee do a little duo called Pee Wee Saloon. Are you familiar?
I'm not.
Oh, and you know what? Here I am starting with track two, and we need to backtrack to track one.
Was going to kind of point that out.
It's like, well, is this live radio? Can we edit that?
It's not what we have ready right now. Tell me about Paul Albert. Let me just lead you through this.
Thanks. Paul Albert and John Maxfield will, on Tuesday, February 26th, from 7:30 to 9:30, will be at the Sheldon Concert Venue, 3648 Washington Avenue. Paul Albert, you can find him on MySpace. When have we said that last?
Been a while.
Been a little while. This song is called Wonder Why. It's on Paul's solo album, Intended Volume 2. So this is a two-part show. You 7:30 to 8:30, you'll get Paul Albert, and from 8:30 to 9:30, you'll get John Maxfield. They're doing a lot of shows at the Sheldon, so this is one that I'm a supporter of. And let's hear this track, Wonder Why.
Albert, who along with John Maxfield will be at the Sheldon on Tuesday, 7:30 to 9:30 show. And interesting, kind of haunting music with the backbeat there, almost sounding like industrial machinery. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I got to get out more, I guess.
You're up to your eyeballs in snow. I like Paul Albert. He does all his own original stuff, and he's a bit of an artist, too, because he is actually does all his own posters and artwork and design. So very cool things going on there. You can also find, of course, Paul Albert on Facebook if you haven't gone to the MySpace in quite some time.
And also it sounded like there was a female singer in there also, or I don't know if that was overdub stuff or what.
There could have been. There could have been.
Could have been. Oh, meanwhile, back at Pee-wee Saloon, where you tried to begin.
I did. Well, this is Pee-wee Rootman and Johnny Fox. Love Johnny. Been known Johnny for years. Huge fan. So on Saturday, March 2nd at Jefferson Bistro, you can catch this little duo from 8 to 12. There's no cover charge. Pee-wee's been around for a long time, and I'm a huge fan of this guy, too. When I heard this song today, I listened to the whole thing. I loved it. A little Dublin Blues for you from Johnny Fox and Pee-wee.
I wish I was in Austin. At the chilly parlor bar, drinking Jameson Irish whiskey. Not caring where you are. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. Forgive me my anger, forgive me all my faults. You need not forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go. I love you till I die.
Oh, and me with no Bushmills. So, is he really have an Irish accent, or was that just affected for the song? Well, I'm serious. Rootman.
Is that great? I love it.
Rootman doesn't sound Irish to me.
I'm not sure if Pee-wee is Irish or not. I'll have to ask him that question.
Does he talk with an Irish accent?
No, no, not really. Not that I recall. Okay. He sings with one, though.
Certainly much better accent than the Irish accent that Brad Pitt used when he was that IRA guy. What an awful movie. And then it was Russian for a while, and then I don't remember them. It wasn't even a very good movie on top of the terrible accents. But that was a good accent, Pee-wee.
That was great. I love that song. I think it's very cool. So you can check them out on March 2nd, Jefferson Bistro, Jefferson and something downtown.
Jefferson. Just drive around. Jefferson's no more than 12 or 15 miles long. All right, we can do one more before we go. What do you got in mind?
Track 3, Pokey Lafarge. This one's for you because I remember back in the day, you love this band. I wish I could report that they were playing somewhere immediately in St. Louis. Although the band is from here, they're traveling all over the United States. And the closest date I found is February 23rd, 9 p.m. at the Castle Theater, 209 East Washington, Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah, and they've not only been touring a lot and turning some heads, but Jack White, producer and performer and just all-around musical rock star, has kind of taken Pokey and the band under his wings. I think they may have even... He might have even produced something for Pokey. I think Dan could probably speak to that a little more later. But, yeah, we love us some Pokey Lafarge, and we love us some Sam. When are you going to see Steve Harvey?
Oh, I'll be leaving for Chicago next Thursday. So no Thursday night music club for this kid next week.
All right, so you're taping Friday, so it'll probably be 3 weeks before we see this?
Yes, that's what they had told me. They've 2 to 3 weeks. Before, so end of March sometime. But we'll have a Steve Harvey watch party somewhere. It'll be fun.
All right, I just want you to know that we're going to be watching attentively. You want to practice your shout out? No? Okay. All right. Just thought I'd check. Don't forget playitforwardstl.org too to find out more about all the work that she's doing and leaving a grand mark on this planet. Sam, always a pleasure, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, my love. Thank you so much, sir.
Pokey Lafarge takes us to the break, and we come back with Danny Dirkholtz in just a bit. It's a Thursday Night Music Club.
You ain't heard it while you was walking out the door. It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. Turn the tables now, you the one on the bone.